song. So as I'm closing the service today, I want to remind you that when you came into the temple, the first thing you saw was the altar. And the scripture teaches that there's no approaching God without blood. And so when the light comes on, you begin to see the crisis. You begin to see yourself, and it is an epic crisis, because then you begin to see the holiness of God. And please hear this. God cannot be anything but holy. It's who he is. And when the light comes on, you realize that I can't be anything but a sinner. It's who I am. So who I am is on a collision course with who God is. And every single human being born into this world, I mean, I love my cattle. I love a few other animals, not cats, you know. Thank you for that opportunity. But anyway, those are animals. But every person born is born in the image of God. There's not a single baby you hold that's not eternal. God has breathed into them. They are eternal beings. So you have an eternal meeting the eternal. This eternal is a sinner. This eternal is holy. Creates a huge crisis. When you realize that I am not all that I think I am even more. And God is way more than I ever thought he was. And I am a sinner, and he is holy, and he can't even look upon sin. There is a crisis. He cannot change who he is to make me. He can't say, you know what? I've been holy all this time, but I like you so much, I'm going to change that so you can come into heaven. Really? Maybe if he's made in your image, but that's not who God is. And so God can't change who he is. So what he did is he loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son into this world. And the angels looked when Jesus was born, and finally they had an answer to what they were looking. God, how are you going to fix this? And the angel said it best, unto you is born this day in the city of Bethlehem a Savior. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says that God made him who knew no sin to become you in your sin, to take on you and your sin as he hung between heaven and earth. And all of God's right and holy response to sin was poured out into his own beloved son. Was poured. He drank the very wrath of God for you that he could pay the penalty of your sin. And by his blood, it's paid in full. And by his blood, we are cleansed. And when I walked into that courtyard and I saw for the first time Christ crucified, and I get to preach exclusively on that next Sunday, I'm telling you, this sinner was undone. Oh, God, only Christ could reconcile me to such unspeakable. What a gift. We're going to close with that today, because I don't want to leave you with just the knowledge that you're a sinner and he's holy and there's a crisis coming. But there is. You must receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. And as we look at the rest of this journey into the kingdom, and you must surrender to him as Lord. But praise be to the living God, he made a way. So we're going to sing this song as a celebration today. And if you have not surrendered to Jesus Christ as your Lord, I would beg you to come, run to him, say, here, my Lord, I'm giving up the sophos, the silliness of my own mind. I'm forsaking the carven image that I've made you to be. God, restore to me truth once again. Restore my heart. Make me alive to you, that even in the simplest things of creation, I could hear your voice, that I might worship you and follow you. He wants to give you life today. So I want to encourage you, run to him while you can. So we're going to sing a closing song. Amen.